Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
She move them things, I think she fucking Wayne. She call herself Lewinsky, that means she give them brain. She tryna be like Little Kim, her picture looks the same. Why she ain't signed with G-Unit, she from Queens, right? And what's her nationality, she Chinese, right? I mean, she okay, but she ain't all that. She ain't the next bitch, tell that bitch fall back. See, I'm a hater, I go hard, listen, let's begin. You know her last name, Minaj, she a lesbian. And she ain't never coming out, they can come and see. But every time she do an interview, you know I run to see. She get me so sick and make me vomit. That's why I spend my time online leaving comments. And you know that I got some more haters with me. Mike hit up this at 50, MTV hit up BET, telling pretty pretty please don't play Nicki. Still I write, still I fight, still I bite. Crack the smile, keep my eyes on the prize. See my haters tell them hi. One day you'll remember this, one day we'll be reminisce. Nothing I do ever is good enough for me. Still I write, still I fight, still I fight. Crack the smile, keep my eyes on the prize. See my haters tell them hi. One day when we reminisce, nothing I do ever is good enough for you.
Bitches is like crabs in the bucket. You see a bad bitch getting shine, you should love it. Cause every time a door open for me, that means you just got a better opportunity to do you. They don't understand these labels, look at numbers and statistics. I lose, you lose, mine's just logistics. Anyway, real bitches, listen when I'm speaking. Cause if Nicki wins, then all of y'all getting meetings. Ask L.A. Reid, ask Jay. Then hit up Universal, see what Sylvia Rohn say. Ask Craig Common, you can ask Chris. Lady, when you're done, just salute a bad bitch. Only underground bitch around, a duck in the paparazzi. In another town, be swerving the Maserati. Stay around the white like a Nazi. Puts it, put popping on my papa, so the cops it, bitches.
Still I write, still I fight, still I fight.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our show tonight. It's Dream Teacher along with his special guest Aaron Murg, which is me. This is the first and only time I'll ever be opening the show, and I would just like to say hello to everybody, and I would like to say that I hope everybody has a wonderful day, wonderful night, depending on your time zone. And I hope that we have some amazing talks tonight, and I hope some people call in with their questions and their answers to things, because even me and the Dream Teacher do not know all the answers, believe it or not. Haha, that was a joke. But I hope that everybody has something crazy to talk about, because I love talking crazy. Trust me. All right, well, I'm going to hand it over to our main host tonight, the Dream Teacher.
Hello, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so what we're going to do, I need you guys to refresh the page, because some people cannot hear. I'm going to tell you guys to go. I wonder if I should. All right, I'm going to close the chat room. Let's see what's going on. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. I'm going to close the chat and make a new room. So we'll get everybody in here real quick. No, I don't.
Look at the ground.
can't see, dude. I can't see anything. I have no glasses. All right. Well, that just started a whole new thing. That was pointless. Okay. So thank you all so much for tuning in. It is 3:30 in the morning here on the East Coast in Ohio, live where the show is coming to you from, Cleveland, little suburb of Cleveland, doing it in the garage, of course. And we're going to definitely be doing some psychic and mini readings for you guys. Shirley, I did get your question. Is there any possible way that you can call in? If you can, that would be absolutely wonderful. Let us know. But what we're going to do is play a little bit of a song. Actually, we're going to play...
We're not going to play any
not
song.
A little bit.
Actually, we're
song.
Not going to play any song. No, we're not playing any song.
Yes.
Brandon.
I need to play a song.
Don't play a 38-minute song.
So we're going to play a little bit of Leona Lewis. And get a little brave tonight.
Just one song.
Day by day, it's getting stronger. I won't what the people won't see. But like Romeo and Juliet, fancy sweet riders, like the tallest mountain on the widest sea. Nothing's big enough to hide us. When we make love, it's overwhelming. I just touch the heavens.
You're gonna love me, yeah. Ooh.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Hey, sorry, guys. We just had a little song for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Right now, me and the Dream Teacher are going to have a pretty deep talk. I hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to talk about a little bit of hypnosis and a little bit of our past experiences, a little bit of our future experience, a little bit of our present experiences. We're going to finish this little emotional talk we're having. We're kind of having a heart-to-heart right now. It's going to be pretty important for everybody to listen to because it's pretty much, even though it's not directly related to everyone, it's going to be indirectly related, I'm pretty sure, because I'm feeling everybody's vibe right now. I'm feeling it pretty decently. So just tune in your heartbeats to us and feel us, and we'll feel you back. All right, now listen up. All right, come on. Give me the best shot.
Okay. How many years?
Probably five. We'll just say five.
About 5 years.
Since junior year of you.
Right. Okay. I've seen you. I'm definitely really good at seeing people for what they are.
Okay.
Recognizing things in other people. Okay. Noticed it. And there's something that needed to be conveyed with you, something obviously that was brought between us.
Okay.
Something very strong.
Okay.
Okay. And I couldn't figure out what it is, but I think there is a reason why I'm gay, you're straight.
Okay.
And again, like I said before, if I was not gay, I was not open, we wouldn't have this close of a friendship.
Of course not.
Okay?
We could. It would be impossible.
And that's one of the reasons, you know, why I am the way that I am. And that is what we needed to connect with.
Okay.
That is what we needed to start things with, okay? And that is how, that is like, it's part of like the healing, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? And it definitely strengthens the connection. Now, like I said, I kissed David, right? And it brought us to this whole, like, it was like an instant.
It was kind of awkward though, wasn't it? Afterwards.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. He literally, like, opened his soul to me. And that's what it is.
Did he want to kiss you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, a kiss is the one thing that, like, kind of seals the deal, so to speak. You
well,
know what I mean?
It holds your soul for a second. And it makes you feel,
it does, because lips are powerful.
Like, you know how I paused for a couple seconds in that one? The second one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
yeah. I'm feeling your mustache on my top of lip.
Really?
Yeah. But you should have shaved. But anyways, that, I could feel it for a second. I could feel the soul. And that's what I was looking for. Honestly, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the interlocking of the souls because I couldn't feel it before. I was close. I was really fucking close. Today, especially. But that was the thing that made me feel your soul completely, and that's all I wanted. And I know that maybe it fucking led you on a little bit, and I'm sorry about
that. No, it didn't, because that's...
It did, though.
Listen, that was
because
all...
Because more, and you naturally will.
Sorry. That is all I was waiting for. That's all that pretty much ever really wanted.
So are we good now?
Or just that. I mean, we've always been good. It didn't
We change. Haven't been good. It always changes. Every single day it changes. Our relationship fucking changes every single day.
I don't think
Hopefully it doesn't change anymore.
I don't think it does.
Yes, it does. Are you serious? We are you fucking our best friends one day, next day,
yeah,
we're fucking...
Here we are,
but right now, we're fucking best pals, dude. So, like, dude, you've always been more than a best friend to me, but you have... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always been, like, a deeper connection I've ever had with anybody else, and I want to share with you for the rest of my life, but that's just not the sexual way that I feel, and I've been trying to tell you that for the rest of my whole life, but, like, for some... Like, you've understood it, but you just didn't want to hear it, dude.
Of course.
And finally,
there's a lot of things that
finally you understand me, dude. Finally, it feels like you actually understand where I'm coming from.
I always have, but, like, you never gave
Pride,
it. Yeah.
I guess. But, I mean, I don't want you to suck my dick, dude.
Dude, I know.
But you kept saying that shit, dude.
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to get to you, dude. Like,
no, you weren't, dude.
No,
you weren't.
I really am.
When
of
course. Hey, ask my dude right now. You say yes.
Listen, I want to suck a lot of people, okay?
Why would you want to? It's like a big toe in your mouth.
Because it's...
I would never want to suck somebody's dick. Ever. Even though I was gay, I would never want to put a dick in my mouth, dude. Fuck that. The big fucking fat, big pencil toe dick in my mouth.
We were talking about this on the radio.
I don't give a fuck.
I do.
We need to finish this conversation, and I don't care if it's on the radio or not.
My name is Aaron Reese Merck. I live at 35378 Perry Drive. I'm in fucking Fort Hood, Texas. I'm at 35 Mike. My social security number is 2849-24096. My phone number is 440-479-6619. Now get some. Say what you need to say.
I mean, what is...
Are you finally satisfied with us the way we are? Do you finally trust me enough to be what you want to be and to do what you want to do with me? As a business partner.
I don't even know what that is.
But when you do know, do you finally trust me enough to have me a part of that?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Do you trust me enough?
Yeah.
Will you always? You're going to give me that bullshit a week and a half later like, oh, I don't think I can trust you. Because I'm sick of that, dude. I honestly am. I want you to be my friend forever. I don't want you to give me that bullshit no more. And I understand where it comes from. I really do. I know I needed to seal the deal, and that's all I'm going to give you, dude. It's not like I just did that just to seal the deal. It's like I needed it too. I wanted it too, obviously. I asked you fucking 75 times in the last 10 minutes to kiss you, dude. I understand that. I do. But I'm hoping that fucking makes it fucking in fucking stone that I wrote my name there, that we're good. We're fucking trusted up. We can be more than best friends. We can be business partners. We can be the fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? And we can understand each other from now on.
Yeah.
Because I feel what you feel, dude.
I understand.
Maybe I don't understand where you're coming from. Maybe I don't know your pain. But I know how you feel because I can feel it too, dude. As long as I touch you like this, I can feel that fire inside of me, dude. I can. So I hope that helped you a little bit. I hope that meant you, dude. That's what I was looking for.
It does. A lot.
So are we good?
Yes.
From now on.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like friends and not friends and friends and not friends no more. We're just going to be friends. You're not going to be like, well, I think that I helped you enough and we're not friends anymore. No more bullshit like that.
I mean,
can we just stay connected forever, dude? Can you just get over yourself and I'll get over myself and we'll just be good?
If that is what you believe that we're supposed to do, then yeah.
Do you believe that?
I believe that we are supposed to be connected.
So then stay connected. Fuck. Quit trying to disconnect us and try to fucking test me, dude. I'm sick of being tested, dude. Pretty soon I'm going to give up, just like you're about to give up, like I told you earlier. Tell me that I was not spot on. Tell me.
Was I
spot on, yes or no? That's all I want is a yes or no answer. Think about what you want to say, yes or no. But I don't want a yes, but this. I just want a yes, that's it, or a no, that's it.
Spot on with what?
When I was talking to you, I was holding your hand. When you snapped me out.
Yeah.
Was I spot on, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. So who knows you? All right, one more question. Who knows you better than I do? Honestly.
Ashley. Wilson.
Your cousin?
My first girlfriend. Serious girlfriend.
All right, all right.
No, first serious girlfriend.
You're right. Who knows you right now better than I know you?
Nobody.
All right. I understand she probably knows you before I knew you because I didn't know you then. Think about it. I didn't know you when you were dating her.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you when you were straight.
I know.
So, of course, I didn't know you then, dude. Think about it. I didn't know you were going to be fucking 13 or 14 years old.
That's 15.
So, who knows you? All right. Since you broke up with Ashley and came out of the closet, at 15, right? Did you break up with Ashley at the same age?
Yep.
15?
Yep.
All right. So, since you came out of the closet, well, we're not even called that because that kind of offends me. Honestly, I'm straight, but that kind of offends me to say come out of the closet. And it kind of offended you earlier since I said that's David's song. He said, I came out, I saw David's song, kind of hurt your feelings. She's like, seriously? And you got mad, you got quiet.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I'm a dick, but...
That shouldn't have hurt your feelings at all. I'm going to tell you the truth right now, David's not going to be with you. He's too... I know. Listen, it hurts, dude, I know.
Dude, you don't...
You need to listen, Brandon, because you never listen. That's your problem, you never listen. You always talk.
This whole night, you...
I listen to you all the fucking time. I take your advice every single day. You're right. I don't have to take it. I only have to listen to it. But I take it, dude. I fucking do everything you tell me to do. I'm like your puppet almost. But when I tell you some advice, you need to fucking listen to it. I know it hurts, dude, okay? Even if it was just with the guy. I've been with a girl that's done the same shit to me, okay, bro? He's not going to come out, bro.
I know.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
He's raised in an environment where it's not supposed to happen.
Dude,
no matter how much he loves dudes, he's not going to love dudes enough to fucking... break out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. And I know it hurts, bro. Just like my gun dick. It's not going to happen.
I know.
And I'm sorry about that, dude. I really am.
Listen, you have to listen to me. Listen.
Hold on. I'm not done. Can I finish? I promise you can talk as long as you want when I'm... I come. Sometimes, like you have been saying, it's hard to take your own advice. because you have some really fucking good advice, dude. You helped me through a lot of my problems. But the difference between me and a lot of your friends is they help you help them with their problems and they're done talking to you.
That's true.
You help me with my problems and I come back for more, dude. Even if it's not problem solving, it's me talking to you, being your fucking pal, dude. I don't give a fuck if you help me with my problem or not. You're going to be my fucking dude for the rest of my life, dude. Straight up. Now go ahead. Straight up, dude. Always. You can hold my hand for a while.
Okay. Listen, that sucks because it's part of my past. And
past is hard. I know.
No, not the past. The past. And part of my... Oh, bad idea. Your ass is all over the computer. Okay. Part of my path here is I have to help heal these guys, okay? That's why I have such a strong feeling to guys. And it's because I am here to help heal them of, you know, this manly kind of way of thinking. You know what I mean? Like this, I have to be macho, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, sorry. That is part of what I have to do here, and
like you have to.
I know.
All right, even if let me explain. Tell me if I'm wrong. Even if not to make them gay, you need to make them feel the way you should feel as a person.
Yes.
Even if you're a guy, you still need to feel the same way. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Yes. Like, it's not about
feel like I'm a fucking dude. I need to feel this way.
Exactly. But they need to feel the feminine energy. Like nobody could do this right here. Nobody could sit here like.
I get walking on the fucking mall with you in my hand, fucking your hand in my hand.
And that's because you are. So,
I'm like a gay straight guy, dude.
It's like,
think about it.
Well, yeah, but like you're just comfortable
like
with who you are, and you're comfortable with like.
Dude, think about it. I'm like a gay guy that likes to have sex with women.
Yeah.
So like, I like women.
I mean,
I'm gay.
It's okay. It's whatever.
It's
but
the
like,
exact same thing.
It's like you are. You understand more that goes on, and like you're so comfortable just
not,
to do this.
Like for some reason, you're just not ready to accept that in your life, and you haven't been in a long. You had never been.
What?
Except me. You haven't been able to accept me.
I know. It's hard.
Why? Because I'm like a gay straight guy? You just want me to be a super masculine dude that's fuck guys? I want to get fucking pussy all
I mean,
because
this is... Okay, this is what I want. Okay, I'll tell you what I want. Okay? I want, like...
You want me, dude. Not me personally, but, like, somebody that is me. Yes or no? I have all the traits of the person that you want.
Right.
All
right,
and
right,
I understand
right.
that, dude. And I...
Let me speak. Right, let me speak.
Hold on. I have a really good thing going
on. All right, come on.
It's like... I know that, and I can feel that, but it's like, I'm not going to, I'm sorry, Brandon, I love you to death, you're my best fucking friend in the world, but I'm not going to change myself for you, dude.
I understand.
I'm not going to act more masculine just because you love me, dude.
I understand, but this right here, like, that is all I want.
Does this lead you on?
No. It's just,
then why can't you just have this and I can be happy?
That's all I want.
But you're not happy with anything, dude. I do so much shit for you, man. I really do. I do more for you than any other, not even just any other guy, any other person in the world. Does your mom hold your hand? No. I do so much for you, man. I really do.
I do
even
for
before
you,
tonight,
too.
Even before, I know that, and I respect that, and I...
And that's why...
I am so grateful that for that, and I let you know every single day. You can't even act like I don't let you know. And no matter what, you might help me with a lot of shit you do, but I still come right back to you and talk to you just because I want to talk to you, not just because I need help with a problem. But you just cannot see that, man. You need to get past that little wall about... Well, I helped him. I don't need to help him anymore. It's not about helping me, dude. It's just about having a good person in your life, dude. Straight up.
I understand that. But like,
I'm a good person. You're a good person. We need to be in each other's lives.
But
period.
You talking about that brings a whole different context because that is what you were doing with me. You would talk to me when you were super upset, but then you wouldn't talk to me anymore.
But I would.
No,
no.
It took you so much time to come back.
You're right, and I told you that I was wrong.
Yeah, but I don't know you're going to come back. I don't know that.
But you don't need to know.
Well, now
because you're strong enough. Listen, you're a strong. You don't need to know, dude. You don't need anybody in your life but yourself.
I know, and you don't know.
It's
how
just
hard
good
it is.
To have people in your life. That's all it is. It's not like you need them. Like if I was never in your life, it wouldn't be a bad thing. You could still. You need. Like I told that guy earlier, dude.
I know.
Like I told what's his name? What was
Brandon.
His name? Brandon. I told him, you have who you have. You have yourself, man. You need to love yourself, dude. And, like, honestly, yeah, you love yourself, but you don't love yourself enough, dude.
I know I don't.
And I told you earlier, I can feel it right now, dude. Just by holding your hand, I can feel the fucking fire in my body.
What does that mean to you?
It means that your soul is dim. It's like I'm taking your fucking soul, and it feels kind of bad to me, but I can barely see your soul, dude.
But that's like...
It's like you don't need other people to live in. That's how you feel, almost.
Yeah.
Maybe not all the way, but you're pretty close, dude.
Yeah.
You don't need other people to live, dude. But you feel that way, and you don't need it.
I always feel like I need somebody.
I'm not trying to be a hypocrite right now, but I feel the exact same way, dude. But it's like you said, it's the hardest thing to do is to take your own advice.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't been able to do it yet, but maybe you can be the stronger. Maybe I'll help you out, and you can tell me the same thing and help me out. I'm telling you right now, you have yourself, dude. That's enough. That is way more than enough because you are an amazing person. I tell you that every single fucking day, and I don't even have to tell you that because you already know. Put your phone on Ollie. That's on radio. But listen, dude. You're an amazing person, Brandon. You really are. Why do you think that? I mean, I'm also an amazing person. Maybe not as amazing, but I'm a pretty decent guy. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself amazing, but I kind of know what I'm talking about sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty reliable.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't compare myself to you ever. That's like comparing John F. Kennedy to Gandhi.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't compare anybody.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the same realm as you, dude. I'm closer than anybody else is, but I'm not in the same realm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like a realm away. I'm not in the same one.
I mean, if you were, we would have been together a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I know it's not you. I know.
It's not like it's not me, dude. It is not me. You're right.
No, but there is.
We can be just not the way you want it, dude.
I know.
Sometimes you weigh that.
I know, and I do.
You gotta compromise.
I know, exactly.
So let's compromise. Yeah, I told you I would.
We are. We're compromising right now, right here.
We're not. Because you don't want to accept the way I wanted to have it.
No, I do accept it. I do accept it.
I just fucking kissed you twice, dude. What else do you want from me, dude?
I know.
Honestly. It's not like I wanted to just prove myself or nothing. It's just, I honestly just feel like I wanted to because I wouldn't ask you so many times. I felt like I wanted to. I did.
I know.
But it's like, I can't have that. I can't have a physical relationship with you. I can't.
I understand.
I can have a mental one all the way, dude.
I understand.
I can be your fucking coolest dude ever. I can be the dude you talk to every single night if you want, dude. Because I like you anyways. And I love you to death. I will always love you. There will be nobody in front of you in my entire life, even if I'm married, even if I find the fucking girl of my dreams. You'll be the one in my life that is on top, always. No matter if we're talking or not. You have been. When we don't talk, I'm more depressed than I am when me and Chrissy don't talk. Straight up.
I understand. I'm like the same way.
And we need each other, dude, and you just don't want to accept it. You haven't. And you continue to give me shit about it, and I'm sick of it.
It's only because I wanted you to experience.
So is this not going to happen anymore?
What?
Just me and you bullshit about going back and forth about being friends and not being friends and not being together and being together and all this bullshit?
It's not going to happen anymore.
We're just going to be fucking cool from now on.
Yeah.
Straight up, you promise?
Yes.
Hold on, thank you. You know what that means?
I mean, we might get mad at each other, but that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like this shit, like. Well, I don't even want to see you, blah, 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 all that bullshit. You're going to understand an argument, correct? We're going to be mad, but we're going to still be fucking connected, correct? All right. Come in for the fucking real thing. For all the listeners, we just fucking locked some thumbs. I just want to let you know, dude. I feel you, okay? You got to do what you do.
Oh.
So even if you're like 112% in love with me, dude, if I tell you no... Do it if you feel it. Straight up. I'm not going to tell you no, because I feel it too, bro. But if you ever want to do something and you feel like you are the fucking calling and you that is your calling, okay?
Mm.
And I tell you no, don't listen.
Okay.
Do not listen.
Okay.
Use your heart. Your heart's smarter than your brain. It sounds
very
fucked up,
true.
But your heart is smarter than your brain, dude.
It is.
And I want you
to a better place.
Dude, you don't understand. I would rather you succeed than Chris succeed, which is fucked up, but it's the truth. And you're the fucking... You don't get it. Somebody call in, please.
Really?
Hello, Aaron. She loves me, dude.
Oh, my God. Nobody's calling me right now.
They hate us.
It's whatever.
What time we have left? 73 days.
41 minutes.
Yes. Hey, Kira, call in again. Brandon, dude, like, I'm so glad we made this connection tonight, dude. I'm so glad. Dude, I'm so, like, look at me. It worked, bro. Like, I still feel, like, different. But stop saying dream. Fix that or something.
Oh.
Because what did you say? You said something, didn't you? You said every time I say dream, you're a piece of shit or something, didn't you?
Pretty much.
What did you say?
That's the trigger word.
What did you say?
It's the trigger word.
Don't say the word, but every time you say blank, what did you say? What happens when you say it?
Your mind has connection.
And what happens when you say it again?
You lose it.
Well, how would you fix that? Because now I'm only a psychic under your fucking power.
Exactly.
Is that how you want it?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's not. So fix it right now. Come on.
It might be because...
Fix it right now.
No, because listen.
There you go, hold still, Matt. Fine, take it away, because I don't want it if I can only have it sometimes.
Listen.
No, I don't want it if I can only have it sometimes.
Fucking listen to me.
No, what if I get into your head and I start making you cry and fucking making you break down and you're like, dream, and then I'm done?
I'm going with my heart. Don't fucking tell me no.
There you go. You learned it. You little motherfucker.
Listen.
All right, can you please...
Listen. The only reason I did that is because this is the very first time. It's testing grounds. If you would have freaked the fuck out, I had to have taken you out.
Did I prove myself at least?
Yes.
So can you fix it?
I will fix it.
Right now?
Hang on.
Might as well on air.
We
got 41 minutes.
Let me speak.
Okay.
I needed you to experience it. I needed it to be a trigger so that way it could be taken in and out.
Can I handle it?
Obviously. Do you understand what just happened right now?
Kinda. We kind of made a breakthrough. It was weird because it's never happened before. Can you fix it? I'm ready. I'm totally ready. Totally ready, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. We have a caller first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to put... Let me address
the caller. No. You didn't really need one. Dude. First time for everything, right?
All
right.
Tell them 808 is on.
808 is on the air, and we will be talking to them. We have two phone callers, actually, but we'll address 808 first. 808, can you please explain your name and what you're calling for, please? Oh, you hung up. All right, 281 is our next caller. Hey, Kira, how are you?
Hey, I'm calling to be y'all's counselor now.
Oh,
all right, let's go.
No, I'm the only one that was really listening to y'all. I think Cookie or whatever is asleep anyways.
But do you love our show or what?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. It's as clear as the nose on my face. What's going on?
Oh, okay. All right, so me, all right. Because
I was listening, but like I said, I think Cookie's asleep. Now, is there somebody else in the room now since I've walked outside to get all right,
Kira,
quiet?
I just
want to
explain what was happening. Cause...
No, I heard y'all. I understood what was happening. Aaron's straight.
So,
Brandon's gay. Brandon has the hots for Aaron. Aaron is straight, but yet you've kissed him twice because you felt the urge to do so. And but yet you are straight, and you can't change that unless you want to be bisexual. And if you don't have those desires, then there's nothing you can do. We can't make ourselves something we're not.
I love you, Kira. You're so smart. But the thing is, all right, look, the thing is,
mm-hmm.
I would love to be with Brandon, okay? I'd love to be with him. I just can't be with him sexually. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand. I understand. I mean, there is love affair. There's love for somebody in many ways. There's love for a parent, love for a child, love for a friend, love for a lover. There's different ways to love somebody.
But
and
I'm in love with him, like genuinely. But
Aaron,
I don't love him. Like, all right, look, I'm in love with him, but I can't physically connect that way because I don't feel that way.
But then it's not, it's love as a friend then. It's
no,
not
I am emotionally,
love
is
a lover.
I am emotionally in love with him, but I'm not physically. It's like I love him more than a friend, but I don't love him enough to bang him. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. But see, that's what he wants. He desires you.
But see, we have come. Hold on. It's like it's not that that's what he wants. He just wanted clarification. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
he
just
wants
it too. He needs to be honest with himself. Bull. Bull. All
right, Kira, would you like to sit in on a reading of myself, on a psychic reading of myself? Because I'm about to get a card reading right now. Would you like to sit in on it?
Sure.
All right, well, stay on the line. Brandon is about to do the do.
Okay.
I need to talk to Kira first.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I feel a little bit victimized from what you're saying, okay?
I'm not trying to victimize you, but I'm speaking the truth because I can hear it. I can tell the way you're talking to him. I can tell. Come on. I'm no spring chicken, y'all. I've been around the block. I was a fag hag, okay? Hello? Been there, done that, got the T-shirt to prove it.
Listen, all gay men definitely want to turn, you know, the straight guys, whatever. But it's not, I'm a little bit different. Like I said, I see into people. I literally
mm-hmm.
do. And when I want to, what my mission here as a human being on this earth is to help heal others, okay? And
right.
Through what I've been through what I've mm-hmm. been raised, what I've seen in my life, there is pure beauty and pure innocence in
right.
a kiss. And I think when two guys kiss, it is something completely surreal, and especially in today's world. It is breaking barriers. It
mm-hmm.
is, you know, showing no holds bars. And in my case, in my scenario, I just happen to be attracted to guys all the time, which probably means that I have a lot of guys to heal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But with Aaron, you know, he, you know, definitely doesn't feel that way. He has his own thing. You know,
right.
he is attracted to girls, you know, sexually.
Right.
And, you know, I need to clarify that sex is not love.
No, but you can't tell me that you're not physically and emotionally attracted to him, correct?
I am. I
right.
am.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier.
Right.
I didn't say you wanted to, you know, fuck his brains out. I just said you were attracted to him. But he hit the nail on the head when I was listening on the computer. You are attracted to somebody like him. He just happens
right.
to be the person that's there right now. But
exactly.
what you're
no,
looking for in your future mate is somebody like him.
Right, exactly. Now, I never got to say this before, but it is like him. You know, I
mm-hmm.
want, I feel like I'm supposed to have that rebel next to my side, you know, the straight guy that breaks barriers and that, you know, really lets go and, you know, doesn't listen to what other people say, and, you know, doesn't
okay, then let me
judge.
Ask you this. Are you a Nelly queen, or are you a macho queen?
I don't know. Honestly, I really feel like I'm in the middle. Like, I really am, because I can be both, because I can
okay.
definitely be really masculine and strong when I need to,
right,
because I can be
right.
so gay and
right.
so fucking prude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's,
no,
it's,
I do know what you mean, and that's how the guy I hung around with was. So he could be macho, drove a Mustang convertible, you know, blah, 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 but
right.
then he could be nellier than shit. And I was just like,
because
right. I don't like the nellies that are nelly all the time.
Right. See, within my relationship, though, I feel like I have to be the little nelly, you know, the girly kind of guy.
But that's because you keep picking the macho dudes. So that
oh,
puts
like
you in
that.
The nelly position. That's right.
Oh,
so that automatically puts you in the nelly position.
Exactly. And that's,
right.
that's what I want. Well, I
but,
think I want. I
right.
Hang on, Merkit. So. Hey, Kira.
Uh-huh.
All I have to say is, Brandon, he most likely is attracted to me physically,
mm-hmm.
but the one thing, the difference between him and other people is that he understands my ground, and he's even if he is attracted to me, he feels the same way. He understands that he'd rather have an emotional connection and, you know, like a like an intellectual connection
right.
than a physical connection. He'd rather us,
how many more days are you going to be there?
Six. But I used to be his best friend before I left. I mean, we saw
okay,
our best
but
friend, right?
I'm talking about right now. Was
6 days.
Brandon, were you attracted to him before he left? Or is it just since he's come back?
You mean physically or emotionally?
Both.
I'm not physically attracted to him because I, like, went, like,
no,
all right,
no,
let me
I didn't
explain
say
you.
Aaron, I said Brandon.
This is Aaron.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to ask, was Brandon attracted to you? Did he have these feelings for you like he has now before
yes.
you left town?
Yes, he did.
He still felt that way, and this little visit home didn't make him come on stronger than they
a
were
little
before
bit,
you
but
left?
But it's like tonight we had a little bit of a breakthrough. Like, we both understood each other for the first time in forever, because we always got, like, we always, like, all right, I always wanted to be his best friend. He always wanted to be more than that, but he would always settle for my best friend.
Right.
And finally, we had this connection to where we both understand each other, and we both, like, look, I'm emotionally in love with this guy, like, straight up.
Right.
I'm not gay. I love women.
Right.
I love
right.
to fuck women.
Right.
Sex women. I love it.
Right.
But I'm emotionally in love with Brandon. If he was a girl, I would marry him instantaneously.
Right.
And he knows that. He feels the same way about me. And,
right.
yeah, maybe he is physically attracted to me, but he knows how I stand, and he knows where he stands, and that makes us better.
Okay, then what you need to do is you need to take those feelings that each one of you bring up in one another, and that's the type of person you need to be putting your radar out for, for your future person.
That's exactly what he's doing. He understands that, yeah, he obviously is in love with me because of the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been telling him, maybe you should just find somebody that's just like me, but it's kind of hard because I'm a pretty original person. I'm not trying to be, like, conceited or anything.
He's never going to find somebody just like you, but somebody that shares some characteristics like you.
You know what? Emotionally, yes, I love Brandon. I do. I love him to death, and I'll never love anybody as much as I love Brandon.
Okay, but do you think just maybe you might have some bi tendencies?
No.
Not at all.
That's the one thing. That is the one thing that always got in our way. But until today, he didn't understand that. But today, he understands that. We both understand each other now. It's like weird because we had like this big. He hypnotized me today. Okay, he hypnotized me.
Right.
And we found out a lot about each other today. And we found out that yes, we are both emotionally in love with each other. We are correct.
All right.
But yes, maybe he physically is attracted to me. But there's other people out there, you know what I mean? And that's how he feels. That's exactly how he feels. There's other people out there.
Okay, well, let me give you a scenario. Way back when I was in high school, my best friend was a guy. I always was friends with guys more than women because I cannot stand prissy women.
Of course.
So I was always friends with more guys in school. My best friend in high school, I mean, we could fall asleep on the couch together, we could lay in his bed together, we went to concerts together, we did everything together.
Right.
I had the biggest crush on him that just, I mean, I wet my jeans every time I saw him, okay? But I knew if it ever stepped over that line, it would never be the same friendship again.
All right.
And so, you know, I always knew there was that line there, that you had to keep that line. And it didn't matter how much I craved him, I knew I had to keep the line. So
But the difference between your story and us is, like, I'm not trying to be conceited at all, but, like, yeah, I don't really, I can't speak for Brandon. I'm going to try to a little bit. He's going to correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, maybe Brandon does crave me physically. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Right.
But physically, I like women. Physically.
Right. I understand that.
It's not like I'm closed minded. It's just like I don't, you know,
no,
I just
I
don't get
it. I understand. And I respect that. I respect both of y'all's opinions and views and lifestyles.
But
I
it's Brandon's personality. But Brandon's unique personality is what attracts me to him. It's not his physicality. It's not me being in love with him physically. It's not me wanting to do him in the butt. Nothing like that. That is why me and him have such a strong friendship, and that's why me and him have been able to connect finally tonight. Finally, we understand each other, and finally, we can both move on from this point. And I told him today, earlier, I was like, listen, man, I was like, I love you to death. I'm in fucking love with you, dude. I am, but I like to physically be attracted to women because I like the way women look. I do.
Right.
And
well, you've both laid down how you feel. You've both laid down, you know, okay, I'm gay, I'm straight, you know, end of story. You don't have to keep rehashing one another.
Huh? It's just who you, it's not even about being gay or straight.
But I'm just saying, you've laid those boundaries down with each other. You've told him, I am not attracted to the male species. I like you. I like your personality. I like who you are. Now let's get on past this and just
and
be best of buds because, you know, that's what
like,
makes the
like
world go round is differences.
It's like more than that, though. Like, between me and Brandon right now, since we've finally been able to pass that barrier after so many years, it's like we have so much in common. It's disgusting. Like, we're going to finally, I'm so glad because I'm so happy to see what happens in the future because of we've finally been able to get past that barrier. Like, yes, maybe Brandon, I'm not speaking for him, but maybe he does think I'm physically attractive. And I'm not telling you that he's an ugly dude. He's a very good looking guy.
Right.
That's just not what I'm looking for. You know, that's not what I'd like to, that's not what I look for physically.
I understand that.
But his personality is genuine. His personality is genuine. And I would never want to lose that. I never do.
But see, you're telling me that you both now finally today have come to this conversation to where you could sit down and talk as two adults as to this is my likes, this is my dislikes, this is how I feel about you. So you've come to that that empath in the road, so to speak, to where you now have an understanding of where one another is coming from.
Exactly.
So you need to go forward now with that
exactly.
and say, okay, I understand where you're coming from. You understand where I'm coming from. So let's get beyond this. You go have your relationship with whoever you want. I'm going to go have my relationship. But we still have one another. We still have that bond with one
exactly.
another. As friends and so forth, but you can't let it cause you to keep rehashing it. You gotta let it go and you gotta get on.
But that's what we have to work on. But that is the one thing we have to work on. That's what we have to work on. I mean, it's only gonna take time, but we're gonna work on it. We're gonna get better.
Once you leave, it will be easier because you won't be
so
nearby.
It'll be harder because
it's gonna be
farther away.
At first. But as the time separates y'all, you know, time has a tendency to do that. So
yeah, but see, what I've learned was that it's not like me and Brandon have come to a realization about each other and about what we should be in each other's lives, finally.
Mm-hmm.
After this whole night, we've had a crazy night, we've done some crazy things, and we finally realized what we're supposed to be in each other's lives. And yes, we know this, we realize this, but we still need some time to fucking let it settle over, and that's going to take some time.
Right,
but I'm excited for the future. I honestly am. I'm excited for what's
going to
happen.
But wait a minute, let me also add this. I heard you say that you kissed him twice.
Twice.
That didn't make it easier for him. Because he's the one that desires you in more ways than you desire him.
But you see, he doesn't desire me because I've talked to him about this so many different times. The only reason that we
still does. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He still desires you in a way that he can't have you. There's a lot of things about you that he wants in somebody else, but he still, if he'd sit down and be honest with himself, he still desires you.
Kira, listen to me. You need to listen. The only reason that we kiss is so that we can complete the connection. You don't see, you still don't completely believe in yourself. Like we told you earlier, all you have to do is believe, and then you can feel the same way.
No, I believe in myself.
Feel.
I know where I'm at. I'm telling you
that you kind of teased him
a little.
Brandon might be the veteran psychic, but I also feel the same way he feels about psychicism, whatever the word is. The only way we can finally complete our brain connection, our fucking mental connection, the way we think to each other, the way we think about each other, the way we think, period, is to touch physically. And that is the only way we could do it.
Okay.
So I was willing to give him that as well as he was willing to. And before and after, I asked him if that was okay and if that was going to lead him on. And he both said no both times. And you trust me, since I am psychic, I can feel the same. I can feel if he's lying. And he was not lying.
Okay.
There's
a difference between a lie and believing it, but yet feeling a little different. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's ways of telling people, oh, yeah, that didn't hurt, but deep down inside it hurts. You know what I mean? You're not lying to them, but yet, you know, you're not totally divulging the whole truth either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand that. Listen, no, that's the thing. I, you know, the desire is, you know, there. It's there. I'm not going to lie. But the whole dynamics of everything changed. The only reason why I truly liked and wanted Merg, and the only reason why I desired Aaron and why I had such a strong urge for him is because I knew that he could be opened up. Okay?
Right.
I knew he could. And again, I will tell you, that is part of my mission here, is to open people up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I do that. I'm a very, very physical person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do, you know, my work. That's how I do my things. And that is something that just needed to happen between us. Okay.
Okay, then now that it's happened, you both need to have the respect for one another. I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying you don't. Believe me. But you now have to have the respect for one another to be able to say, okay, we've cleared this up. We've laid it all on the table. All the cards are out on the table. You know how I feel. I know how you feel, blah, 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 blah. Now, let's go forward. Let's go forward
exactly.
from this.
Exactly.
Because
we have a lot of plans between us. We have a lot of things that we've talked about doing, you know, owning businesses, you know, et cetera, saving the world, whatever you want to call
right.
it.
Right.
And we know, you know, that we have these things to us.
Right.
But it's not, it doesn't lead me on. As soon as he kissed me, it was like, I didn't feel any different. I didn't. I know
mm-hmm.
he didn't, but
mm-hmm.
not.
Wait, as in what?
Like,
you felt different, but not in that kind of way. Explain it better. You felt different, but not in, like, a sexual way.
Right.
You felt different as in, like, we're connecting more. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We connect.
I understand that.
Yeah, I felt that. But, I mean, it's not, it wasn't like a, oh, my God, why the hell isn't he with me? Blah, 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 blah. You know
right.
what I mean?
It was like a better connection.
It's like.
That's exactly what I felt. Did you feel the same way?
It's like a trust and respect kind of thing.
Right. That's what I said. Now
but,
you have respect for one another, the boundaries, and you need to move forward and say, okay, great, we got that out of the way. Let's move on and move forward and do what we want to do together as friends.
That was exactly the point.
I know it was, damn it, but y'all were blah, 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 back and forth, and so I was like, okay, I'm calling him. Because it sometimes a third party helps to bounce shit off of.
No. Yeah, that's very true. It does help.
You know, and when you guys are both there going at it, and one of you is telling you, you know, you're not listening to me, I'm not listening, you know, you're not listening, I'll talk, you talk, that, you know what I mean? So then
yeah.
I got my big mouth in the middle of it. And so then you can tell me to shut up. So there. Kids. How old are y'all?
Then I understand where you're coming from, and I.
Now don't evade the question. How old are y'all?
Oh, I'm 21. I just turned 21.
How old?
Merg is 19. I'm 21.
Okay, 19, 21. Oh damn! I got children y'all's age. I am.
I know. I know. You're already told me.
I'm old. I'm old, but I'm a young soul. So. Damn. To be 19 and 21 again. That was when I was a fag-ag. Back when I was 19 or 21. How funny.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm serious. I was. Hey, listen. We're probably still on the radio, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
When I used to go to the gay bars, my buddy
yeah.
that I used to go with, he, you know how they always have the little pencils and business card, or, you know, the credit card size business card thingies,
yeah.
whatever, sitting there. He'd say, here, Kira, take it. Because he and I like the same type of guys.
Okay.
And so I'd always say, oh, man, check that dude out, you know? And he's like, yeah, look at him, isn't he hot? So I'd sit there and write the raunchiest stuff. And we'd give it to the bartender and send it over that it was from Russell because he didn't have the balls to do it. And I mean, I'd write some raunchy shit, man. He's like, where the hell you come up with this shit? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh,
and we used to do the 24-hour bookstores and stuff. And
yeah.
what we would do is we'd go in together, because he told me, no, this was a lie, a big lie, I found out later. He told me, oh, every guy that goes in there is gay. That was the biggest lie, because I talked to guys later in life that were like, oh, I used to go to those places. I was like, you did? I was like, I was always under the understanding that we're all gay in there. He's like, hell no. So we'd go to the bookstores, and we knew, you know, we frequent the normal ones, you know. So we knew which ones only had one glory hole or where I was safe to be parked. And so we would go in there and we'd put a few coins in, get the movie going so people knew somebody was in there. And then he would leave and he'd go troll and do whatever.
Oh,
and leave me in the room. And then he'd come back after a few hours and get me, you know. And I was like, and so then we would discuss it on the way home, all what happened. And I was like, I ain't touching it. I ain't nothing, because it stunk like a men's locker room back there. And
yeah, duh, of course it does.
It does. And he'd wear, like, bib overalls and shove paper towels down the front of him and take them in there with us. And I was like, God, the floors are sticky and God puts on the walls and
oh my God.
So, see, I've been there, done that. And the funny thing is I used to do the Rocky Horror shit every weekend.
That's how old I am. Yes.
Now my oldest daughter does it. She's part of the cast. And so she does the Rocky Horror shit. And she's dated one boy, but I hear from my other daughters that she's experimented with friends. So I wouldn't be surprised if she comes up being gay as well, so, which wouldn't bother me, you know, but to each his own.
I hope not.
No, it doesn't
exactly.
bother me. After all the things I went through in my life, I mean, Steve, the one you guys talked to, he's
yep.
real prude. He doesn't even know half the shit I've ever done. He's real prude. So
is he listening now?
No, I came outside because I knew he didn't want to hear any part of this conversation. So I was like, I'm going outside.
Too much for his ears.
Huh?
A little too much for his ears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's real pretty. Like, when people kiss on TV, he changes the station.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
he's
that's
fully
how prude he is. He is so prude, it's funny. And so he has no idea I've even, well, I think I may have said something to him once or twice, but I don't think he really knows what goes on at bookstores. And so he just, I think he thinks they just sell toys and shit. But he's even, when he tells me, you need to go get a toy or something, I'm like, well, come with me so you can pick it out. And, oh, no. So he won't even go with me, so he's that prude. So.
All right, dear. Well, listen, thank you for calling in. I sincerely appreciate it. And it was really nice to have that other party to be able to tell us what the hell was going on. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you got it on lockdown, but I'm really glad that you called in because it does help. And you probably needed to hear what you needed to say.
Probably not, but oh well, it sounded good when you said that. Still in that room. Is there anybody else in the room?
There is. There's more people coming in as we speak. Cookie
okay.
was not sleeping. She's totally still listening.
Oh, really?
And now
okay.
Facebook is in the room
thought,
right now.
I thought she fell asleep. Okay. All right. Well, I'll text you in the message thingy.
All right, dear. Sounds perfect. Thank you guys
Love
for
you.
Coming in.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Now get back to doing your psychic thing for the people in the room. That's what they came in there for. I'm glad to hear you laughing now. Smile. You're on candy camera now. All right. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
All right. Night, night. I'll still be in the room.
Night, night. I love you. So, all right. We're back on the radio, and this is Merc Diesel with Jay Johnson. Time out. What happened to the show? Oh. Okay. You need to massage my shoulder.
I can't.
Please.
It's sexual, okay.
Shut up, it is not.
No, because you feel different. Because you said you didn't even feel nothing when I kissed you. Fuck you.
Really?
I didn't feel anything, but I'm sure he did.
No, I didn't. Like,
right.
If it was...
You felt no kind of emotion at all.
No emotion.
You were like, about time or nothing.
No emotion.
Incorrect. That's a lie.
No emotion.
That's a lie.
Really? Really?
You were just like, emotionless. That's incorrect, because you continue.
I'm glad that I... See, I'm happy that I gave you something.
Yeah,
and
so that's emotion. That's an emotion.
That I was able to be there.
My emotion was, I'm glad that we finally got this out of the way, and your emotion was, wow, period. But you didn't want to share that with nobody. You're like, well, I didn't feel any different, but Merg did. That's a complete lie, dude. You felt different. You did. Even if it wasn't like sexually different, it was different. It was better different, yeah, but it was different. And you straight up told that lady that it wasn't different. That's a lie.
But it wasn't. It's not any different.
It was different. Or maybe our relationship isn't different. It's better, but it's not different. But
you know,
that kiss made shit different. It did.
It did.
Not like weird different, but better different. And
it
I know that.
It
as
did,
well as you do.
It changed things.
All right, but you just told her pretty much
but,
that, oh, I didn't feel anything. But yes, you did. Maybe not sexually, but you felt it emotionally. So you lied to her, and I'm sick of lying.
No, I didn't fucking lie. Dude, I didn't fucking lie. Okay, here we go. Now you're the one. No.
No, my turn.
Where?
My turn. My turn. No, you've been talking all night. My turn.
If you really want to go this late, you're on fucking show.
Oh, really? I don't want to go this late. Can I talk?
No, not yet. I want to go this late.
I want to go this late.
All right.
You're fucking making me forget, you fucker.
Please just say something real quick. It's very important.
What? Fucking say it.
Alright, so my show is on Friday, and it's way better than Brandon's. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. The Dream Teacher show is, like, the shit. And if you guys don't attend it, you're, like, probably lame. The Space Poet should call in, because he's, like, the champion of the champions. And the Space Poet should probably read us a poem, because I like poems. Makes me tear up a little bit, and I get a little bit, like, of a chubby. And everything that we talk about in the future, we are very intellectually close. And I'm glad that he fucking made me the way that I am right now. Because we can finally realize who we are together. Instead of him realizing who he is and me sitting here pretending like I know who I am. So let's talk about it. Somebody call in and ask me, not even problems. If you don't got a problem, fine, that's great. Call in and tell me about your great ass day. Because I would love to talk about it. Space Poet. I'm not pointing anybody out, but Space Poet would be amazing. Let's talk to Cookie 44. Cookie 44 calling. Cookie 44 can't call in, so let's see who else is in here. The Dreams. Kira, call back in.
We have 9 minutes left. 8 minutes left.
Okay, we're going to
do it
again.
We're
going to talk about
what?
As above, so well.
Can we take another show after this?
I don't know.
Please?
Maybe.
Please?
Maybe.
Please?
Okay. Whew. This is probably one of the most intense nights ever.
Oh.
I need to take my show back, though. I am here, changing lives, and I have definitely succeeded in part of my mission. I have definitely gained new perspectives for myself.
Oh.
I have definitely provoked healing within myself. I have also helped others to heal themselves.
Not at all.
And others to realize who they truly are.
Okay.
And I've also broken down lots of different barriers.
Especially the tag
team. I've also, yes, I was just going to say that next. I've also tag teamed with Meg to take down people that are effing tools. And maybe I found my co-host.
Maybe.
So we'll see.
Hey, can we do my reading for the last part?
Yeah, can you put that out?
Yeah.
Hang on, they're all backwards. Alright, so we're going to give Merg a reading for the last
Merg
part of the show.
Depending on the correspondence of the fans, a.k.a. callers, we will extend the show, depending, though. We might not if nobody likes us, but if everybody likes us, we definitely will. Just so everybody knows, I love you all. No matter who you are, what you do, if you hate us, good, because that's your job. If you love us, good, because that's also your job. What I would like to tell you is, we're not here to tell you what to do with your life. We're only here to tell you what we would do with your life. And all we ask, we don't ask you to take our advice. We only ask for you to listen. Because if you're going to call in, you're going to listen. Because there's no point in calling in, wasting your minutes, even if they're free, even if it's past 9 o'clock, if you're not going to take our advice. And I'm not going to say that our advice is amazingly amazing, but it's pretty amazing. So if you want to call in, I would hopefully hope that you do. Because you guys are the reason that we love each other. So, let's fucking talk about something. Please call in Kira again. Thank you. Goodbye. Let's do my reading.
I will do the reading.
Alright. Am I Anton 7?
Yeah, you can pick the cards.
And 7? Alright.
You don't have to. You can just pick it.
No, you do it. I'll count the 7 off the field.
Really?
Yeah. I'll feel it.
Okay. Hang on.
You know the field. Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yep.
You want to hear it?
Yep.
Okay. Alright. So, what we're going to do is we're going to connect via intuition. What I need you to do is I need you to count from 1 to 7, and I need you to think of the number before you speak it. And as you speak it verbally, out loud with the power of your own inner voice. I need you to imagine that the number is being projected from your head into my head, right into my third eye, so I can see your true number right here. And imagine that I can see the exact number that is in your head. So go ahead and begin at one whenever
you're
ready.
If I don't think, can you flip it? I think that I might travel, it feels like I'm traveling, even if it's, okay, this is what I feel like, are you going to listen?
Yeah.
Let's end the show, please.
Can't.
Oh, well, you can make another one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like it's going to be a great distance in my head, not physically, because I mean, yeah, I'm going to Afghanistan, but I don't feel like that's what it is. I feel like it's physically. I think I'm physically, gonna, or not physically, mentally, going to travel somewhere. I think that maybe I might learn eventually remote viewing, and I might, which might be the new idea, which is remote viewing. So these two cards are very close connected. Then I got the ring of, like, trust, which is what I feel, which is what I just created with you, which is what I feel. I feel like I created like a bond with you, like an everlasting, non-breakable bond. And then tower is like an obstacle, as in like some other motherfucker comes in, tries to say what's up, and I say no. I got stuff, like whatever I want to do in my life. Like I might be in the FBI. This feels like I'm in the FBI. And this feels like social, as in like interrogator, good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I love to do that, which is my love. This is my love right here, which is like FBI. So I'm pretty sure this is all about like me getting into the FBI and CIA. Except for this motherfucker. Because maybe I won't be good at remote distance or remote viewing. But this is what I feel like these two together are. Can you flip another card?
What happened?
It was done.
What is going on?
Will you continue to make me not think that dream fucks me up, please?
Yes.
I don't like the feeling I get.
Okay, so we're going to end the show. Again, thank you all for listening. This is another good show.
We're making another one.
Thank you.
Afterwards.
And,
bye.
Thank you for listening.